Jaxon Smith-Njigba just led the NFL in receiving yards, won Offensive Player of the Year, and lifted a Lombardi, and we're still not calling him a top five pick, not because we doubt him, because we dissected his breakout, and half of it is built from the stickiest stat in football, and half of it from the least sticky one. The Muff 2026 preview, bring a scalpel. The season first with full respect, 1793 receiving yards, most in the league on 119 catches, 21.2 a game, second among receivers on the 14-3 Seahawks team that won the Super Bowl. The usage was historic, a 37% target share and half of Seattle's air yards. When Darnold threw it downfield, there was one address. Week 12 at Tennessee was the season in one day, 8 for 167 and 2 scores, including a 63-yarder, 43 in the air. 14 of 17 games over 18 points, an alpha year by any measure. Now the arc, and here's why the scalpel, 88 a game as a rookie, 14-9 in year two, 21-2 in year three. That last jump is a career year spike, and we tested career year spikes this spring. Receivers whose points per game explode past everything they'd shown before. The pattern failed validation, 12 cases in a decade, 11 of them recent, too thin to fade him with, too thin to trust with, killed. So instead of a verdict from a pattern, you get a decomposition. Here's the breakout in two parts. Part one, targets 93 to 137 to 163. That growth is real roll, and targets repeat at 0.79, the stickiest stat in football. Part two, yards per target, 68 to 83 to 11. That's a 33% efficiency spike in one season, and yards per target repeats at 0.23, the least sticky stat we track. Read it together, the floor of this breakout. The volume should largely come back. The altitude, 11 yards every time they threw at him, has the weakest carryover signature in our library. He doesn't have to crash. He just has to come down to, say, 9.5 a target. And that's a different fantasy season than the one being priced. Muffed! The situation leans his way. For what it's worth, Seattle lost coordinator Clint Kubiak to the Raiders' head job, but promoted from within, Brian Fleury, whose stated goal per the league reports is to maintain the offense. Darnold made his second straight Pro Bowl and returns. Continuity is the one thing a spike season wants, and he has it. The price, pick five, third receiver. The price pays for the spike repeating. Verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite 11 yards a target, and we won't pretend the volume alone justifies top five when the volume version of him was WR19 2 years ago. The counter in his favor, he was 22 years old, leading the league in yards on a champion. The role is still growing, and players this young sometimes just are the new baseline. That's possible, it's just not provable, and pick five is a proof-required neighborhood. September tells you fast, watch yards per target, not yards. North of 10, the spike's holding and the price was fine. Down around 8.5, you bought the volume, still good, just not this good. Your whole roster dissected like this every week, that's muffed. Last preview of the batch, the countdown continues tomorrow.